Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
We are trying to find out more about Troy Andersen, who right now joins us on the WadeForward.com hotline. Cool. So let me ask you, is Yellowstone the TV show bullcrap?
Yes. Is your family been in a power struggle in your county in Montana?
Have you seen Yellowstone, and what do you make of it?
Oh, man. I have seen Yellowstone. It's great entertainment, but it's a little cheesy.
Ah!
It's not necessarily what we're doing up in Montana.
Okay.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game.
See the truth. Troy Andersen's from there. That's one of our rookies, man, and great personality. Came on, had some fun with us. We talked to Justin Schaefer today, and also D'Angelo Malone, Mike.
Yeah, we're going to hear some of that coming up about 6:20, what he had to say. Again, two brothers playing, our cousins, I should say, playing at Cedar Grove High School, which is so cool for those guys to be able to go to the same high school practice against each other. Now they might be whooping on each other up at Flowery Branch.
Yeah, I am curious to see how these battles play out. Drake London also spoke to the media today. But rookie minicamp going on up there at Flowery. So
Drake got paid, by the way. We don't have the details on his deal, but
he did sign. And remember, this is slotted now. When you talk about where you're picked, what the money is, it's automatic, guys. And I say that the only thing is really that these agents have to discuss is how this is going to be paid out.
Right.
Outside of that, you know what the money is going to be.
Right. The only guys who have trouble used to be the Browns, or the Brown family that owns the Bengals, where they were notoriously cheap. But for the most part, everything, as you said, just kind of goes naturally now.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Before we get to the top three, Mike, and we will talk more coming up here about what's going to happen moving forward with Ronald Acuña. This is bugging me. I understand that you have to be cautious. I get it. But he's not in the lineup today. Hopefully he's going to be back tomorrow, but there are no guarantees. We got to discuss how this is going to play out because this is a big series, but we'll get to that. Mike, here's something that we need to mention, and that's Phil Mickelson is not going to participate in the PGA Championship. He is withdrawing from next week's event. Now, it's going to be in Tulsa, Southern Hills, great golf course. All the stars will be there. But here we are now, a week out, and Phil has withdrawn from the PGA Championship. Phil right now is sliding, Mike, and I don't know how you get out of what has happened with him because he wanted to play in the Saudi tournament. Basically, the PGA came back and said, we're not going to allow you to do that.
Yeah, you can play and you'll never play in the PGA again. Again, for those who aren't familiar with this was, again, to go figure, great karma, Greg Norman. Greg Norman wanted to didn't think these guys were making enough money, so let's go get bankrolled another tour by the Saudis, and the investors over there put this live tour together. And if you guys remember, Phil Mickelson kind of put his foot in his mouth, thought he was off the record, basically saying, yeah, they're scary guys over there, man. What they do over there, geez Louise. And then, of course, it looked terrible because Phil was saying, yeah, I mean, they're awful people, but again, we're trying to get leverage against the PGA because it made Phil look greedy. And Jay Monahan, who's the commissioner of the PGA Tour, some people are saying, well, did they lean on Phil to not show up? No, believe me, the PGA wants Phil Mickelson to be at the PGA because it's better for ratings. Just like even with Tiger on one good knee at the Masters moved ratings up. So this is not a byproduct of this. So this is really a continuation of self-exile by Phil Mickelson, unless he's really still considering, Carl, taking the jump to the live tour. For what it's worth, Greg Norman was interviewed earlier in the week and said, oh, yeah, that Khashoggi killing was a mistake. Yeah, they kidnapped someone, tortured, and murdered him. That's more than a mistake, Greg. So rich twit golfers continue to put their foot in the mouth about this tour.
Yeah, Mike, here's the deal with Phil for me. And I get it, guys. You know, you get up to three exemptions, okay, in a year from the PGA to say, hey, I want to go play in this. And they allow you to, or they say no. But Phil's legacy is with the PGA. It's like what Tiger said when they asked him, are you thinking about going over? And Tiger's like, no, because my legacy is tied to Jack. And the guys that are chasing me will be tied to the PGA. I think that Phil has to really reevaluate where this, you know, what he wants his legacy to be as he continues to move forward. Now, we know he became the oldest major champion. It was amazing. Kiawah Island, it was great. But this whole notion, you said it, to me, this is kind of greedy. This is kind of greedy.
I mean, Phil said, they're scary mother blankers to get involved with, man. Wow. I mean, we know they killed Khashoggi. Yeah, horrible record on human rights. They execute people for being gay. I mean, knowing all this, why would I even consider it? Well, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to reshape how the PGA Tour operates. I mean, he looks like a jerk. And I like Phil, but I mean, it's a blatant, naked money grab. That's all it is. He's basically saying these are some of the worst people on earth, but I'll use them to leverage more money out of the PGA.
So, and by the way, here's the other side of this for those who don't know. Phil's upset because for years, the PGA owned all of the photographic rights, the digital rights. There were a lot of things that they were holding on to that golfers were not getting a piece of.
Right.
So part of this was, how do I get more leverage and make some of the money that has not been there for us because the PGA owns all of that stuff? That's kind of where this stems from. Either way, he is not going to participate next week in the PGA Championship. Chris, let's get to the top three.
It's time for the top three at six.
Top three at six.
Now let's see what we have here.
Oh, let's talk about our Braves. It should be a fun series. Now, again, we do want to remind you, tonight is on Apple TV. It is free tonight, okay?
And if I have the Apple TV app on my phone, if I'm an Apple person, I already have it.
You should be able to get it, yes. Now, it is going to be a limited time only. Don't think that you're going to be able to tune in every time that they may be on Apple TV.
I'm not going a la carte for my sports. You know how I feel about this.
So tonight is free. Okay. Apple TV Plus. Thank you, Chris. Apple TV Plus, which everything's plus now. Tonight. Tomorrow, Bally. Okay, normal. Sunday, Peacock. If you do not have a Peacock subscription, you will not be able to watch the Braves on Sunday. So, again, this is not going to be the norm. This is something that, again, MLB's doing and the streaming services and trying to create some exclusivity. Either way, that's how this is going to shake out this week if you want to watch the Braves. But it should be a good series. Let's hear from Snit talking about Travis d'Arnaud becoming a leader on this club.
Yeah, I know. It's been great. I mean, he's just been great. For me especially, a calming influence when he's behind the plate, just how he handles everything and his feel, and he has great reactions to the game, in-game, making in-game adjustments and watching his reactions to hitters, and the guys trust him, and it's just a really calming influence for all of us.
He'll hit fifth tonight. He'll be behind the dish. Demerit leading off in right field. Olsen, Riley, Ozuna, d'Arnaud, Albies, Duval, Contreras, Dansby, and then, of course, Max Fried is on the hill.
Surprised as he's struggling, they're keeping Ozuna in the four hole?
I am.
Yeah, and it just seems like because, and Grant McCauley had some really great next-level information about the exit velo is really down right now for Ozzie Albies, and if you want to say that's because they're using a mush baseball now that's just dying and stuff. He's still got six home runs, but, I mean, things that normally would go over the fence aren't going over the fence, so it is interesting. There's a lot of options for him, and we had talked about would you maybe stick with the hot hand with Arcia, but they're going to go with Contreras. And again, they want to get Contreras reps because with Travis catching, he can't play the catching position. So I don't know, man. I'm waiting for this big breakout. We're going to go win 7 out of 8, but this will be tough because the Padres pitching is really good.
Yeah, it is, man. It's going to be a challenge, no doubt. Couple of NFL notes, guys. Rookie minicamp going on. If you missed those interviews, by the way, go online at odyssey.com. Check them out. But, Mike, we also go out and trade for another wide receiver today. Bryan Edwards, the Falcons send a 2023, so that would be next year, a fifth-round pick to the Raiders for Bryan Edwards and a 2023 seventh-round pick in exchange. So we get a seventh-rounder in Edwards. They get a fifth-rounder. What do you think this is?
Maybe getting a little more physical at wide receiver. He's 6'3", 215. He was a big-time target at South Carolina where he played his college football. Mentioned earlier, talked about passing Alshon Jeffrey all-time receiving yards. He had 571 yards, 3 touchdowns for the Raiders. I apologize. I looked again. I couldn't find Squid unless you saw it. Anything about that? Because it's one of those things that won't show up on a stat sheet. How good a run blocker is he in the passing game? So our receivers back into Sanu and Julio are always really good in that part. But it seems like we're getting a little more size, more like what the Tennessee Titans were when Arthur Smith was the OC.
Yeah, bigger receivers, no doubt. Speaking of receivers, Jarvis Landry, bless him then, is going to be a Saint now. 5-time Pro Bowl wide receiver, 43 career touchdowns, played at LSU. You guys know that. And, listen, the Browns, they knew that Odell Beckham-Landry combination was supposed to be special, Mike. It never turned out to be that. But he goes to the Saints. Mike, he's 29. It seems like he's been in the league forever. He's only 29. And now you're talking about Chris Olave, who they drafted, Michael Thomas, and the addition now of Jarvis Landry.
I do know that we got A.J. Terrell, and we've got – who was the free agent we brought in, Bo, at corner, is going to be playing opposite? Yeah, Casey Hayward, who's been around the league. So it's matchup-wise, if you don't get pressure on Jameis Winston, this is why we were talking about, you know, if we can generate pressure, then we're going to be okay this year. And I say, okay, we'll win 6 or 7 games. If we can't, we're going to have a hard time winning 4 or 5. You and I looked at that schedule. We're playing some great quarterbacks. I think Jameis was really doing well last year, Carl, before the injury.
I do, too.
And if you don't get pressure on him now, Chris Olave runs a tremendous route runner. It's funny. It's like you're almost glad Sean Payton is not there, because that would be some trouble, the stuff he would cook up with those guys.
Yeah.
Michael Thomas is still there.
But it's still about the quarterback. I mean, Peyton left because Drew Brees was done. You know, the quarterback situation was a mess. Mm. Obviously, he didn't believe in Taysom Hill. He did what he had to do. But now, you're right. Jameis, the deal, Mike, was he didn't make the mistakes he was making in Tampa.
Right.
When he didn't do those things, he was a viable guy behind the center.
Think about this. Jameis had 14 touchdowns and 3 interceptions and a 102.8 quarterback grade before he got hurt. That's the best of his career.
Well, remember, I think it was the first game of the season, Mike, where they went. He threw like 5 touchdowns
right in
the first game of the season. Anyway, Saints are opener, guys. We get Rams, Seahawks, those both on the road September 18th and the 25th. And then we get the Browns back home October 2nd. We get Tampa Bay October 9th, 49ers, Bengals, Panthers. We talk about the Chargers and Herbert coming in November 6th. The only primetime game, Mike, we get is Carolina to Thursday night at Bank of America Stadium on Amazon Prime.
With Kirk Herbstreit on the call. But we do get Al Michaels, but yeah, that's it, man. No, we can be flexed into some games if we do really well, but it's a beast of a schedule. Ninth most difficult schedule, and hopefully we can get flexed into some stuff. And again, remember last year, Carl, nobody would have thought we would have been, you know, mathematically alive for the playoffs with, like, what, 2 weeks left in the season. I would love to – look, I'd be satisfied with 6 wins this year. And more importantly, Desmond Ritter's development as our franchise starting quarterback.
All right, and maybe that happens sooner than later. Hey, coming up, we're going to talk about why are you still being this way? It's bugging me, and maybe I'm not seeing it right. Mm. Maybe Mike or Chris or Bo can explain to me what I'm missing on this.
Mm.
It's coming up. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The most important story of the day. Brought to you by MaximumCashHomeBuyers.com. Fair cash offers for as-is homes. Don't waste your time with repairs. Call 678-902-2000.
It's a big series. Padres, Braves. Padres are 20-12. We're 15-17. That's 2 games under .500. We are currently second in the NL East. Now, Mike says the Mets are not going away. Here's my issue, guys, and this is what I want to ask you. With all this caution about Ronald Acuña, did we bring him back too soon, Mike?
Mm.
I want Acuña. I want him in the lineup. If he's ready, if he's able, if he's there, if he's available, I want him in the lineup. Tonight he's not in the lineup, right? So Demerit is going to lead off. And I saw this earlier, and Mike can tell you, I was like, what is going on with Acuña? So did they rush him back? And that is the reason why we're being so cautious with him.
I mean, I can't have it both ways when it comes to Ronald Acuña. I mean, he passed the eye test. He's getting out of pickles. He's stealing bases. He's going from first to third like your old Ronald Acuña. Hell, even the skipper said the other day, he might even be faster now than anything. So, I mean, you know, that's a snicker sound. He passes that eye test, and then some people would say, as Squidbilly put out to us earlier today, when you hurt something, you seem to – and then jam up something else. And you're favoring a knee, so your groin, as you like to say in Texas,
yes,
gets jacked up. Or you can just say he was tracking down a ball in the outfield and he landed kind of a little weird. I don't know. I think he looks great. I think this is just – I'm not going to sit there and say this is because they rushed him back. I can't – I think they know what they're doing. And I think that's why they were treating him so delicate, like a Fabergé egg, Carl. Why, if he wasn't playing the field or, you know, you heard him, what Snicker said, he's not playing out there.
Yeah, when he's not in the lineup.
Yeah.
He's not playing.
Using him as a pinch hitter or
yes,
anything. Right?
Yes, and I get it because right now I've got Braves fans hitting me up. Oh, you're going to get him hurt again. No, I'm not. And, Bo, am I wrong for this? If you're going to tease me, then play the guy. Play our best player.
Saying, you're saying if you get teased, you want the payoff?
That's the hope, Mike. That's exactly right. Play the guy, Bo.
Well, this is why they had the timeline. And you and some other people in this radio station in the mornings – we're complaining about the timeline. Bring him up. This is the problem with rushing back. But guys, he didn't have a spring training like expected. That's why they had this ridiculous timeline. And then he gets up here.
I don't care.
well, you better care, John, because this is your fault. And you get him, right? You get him up here, and now you're like, well, I don't want to see him sit one day and play other. And then what happens? He plays 3 days in a row. He plays back-to-back games.
As he should have, bro!
He plays back-to-back games in the field. Then he DHs, and then Tuesday he's out there, and now he's hurt. He's got not hurt, but he is resting a potential injury. He's already a guy who is injury prone.
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to tell me he's not?
He blew his knee out. That happens.
Oh, he falls down on the first baseline every now and again. Please, Paul, let's not turn this into a tempest in a teacup.
How many times in his brief career has he missed playing time?
Bo, he blew his knee out.
It's not just his knee. He slips running on bases. He's now got a groin strain. He's got all kinds. I'm not knocking him. I love the guy.
Next thing you'll be saying is cover the earrings up and don't cover the A.
Don't you turn me into Freddie Freeman.
Like, you're a little more Freddie Freeman, like more or less, more like you went to Life College and more about the Freddie Freeman angle.
Next thing you know, you'll be saying don't celebrate home runs. Come on.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying you have to be this is a generational type talent. You have to be a little bit careful with him. Look, the two best young players in the National League.
Fernando Tatis Jr.
and Ronald Acuña Jr. They both have had histories of getting hurt. It's a product of how they play.
I think it's unfair when you say a history.
I got to be honest. Squidbilly's going to win me over to his argument. Very Clarence Darrow-like. He's really, very, in his very simple way, has brought me over to his line of thinking that maybe we do need to, maybe, I'd even go retroactive 10-day DL right now,
would you
Carl.
Stop it? No, we need him in the lineup.
Squidbilly, you know, he's becoming quite the pitch man between the W sauce and this convincing argument about Acuña. I like what Squidbilly's telling me.
Listen, I just think it's unfair.
Better err on the side of caution.
And that's what he's saying. I think it's unfair, though, with this whole history. Like, he's been hurt more than he's played since he came up in 2018.
He's had some whoopsies going on in first base.
Well, it
was an accident.
Okay, but those happen. But look, they happen. But he's had injuries. He just came off a major injury. He is the future of the franchise, not Ozzy, not Dansby.
Well, he carried us last year. Everybody forgot.
Yeah, you know, he carried you with Austin Riley. Those two players carried you. They were having great years, and then Ronald went down and he missed the stretch. I don't want him missing the stretch run this year. That's important. You're right there at the line. You're right there floating, right? So you can stay above water. You're treading water. Let's get through this. Let's take it cautiously. If he has to play a game and miss two games, that's fine.
You know what I realize, Mike?
Yeah.
Bo's not a risk taker.
He's not.
I realize this now.
He's a stay in the porch kind of guy.
Yeah, he doesn't want to leave the yard. He's not a risk taker.
You don't take risk with $100 million investments.
All right, mild ACL sprain and contusion left knee. That was May of 2018, 10-day DL. Wrist injury, first base falling down, 10-day DL.
Accident.
And then a few others day-to-day, ankle left. Wrist, abdominal, finger, ankle.
Mike,
he's only been on the 10-day three times
Mike,
in his career,
his
starting with this year.
First major injury. Bo, it's unfair for you to put this category on Ronald Acuña and say the history.
I got to be honest. As a juror now, I moved over to your side, Carl.
Okay. All right. How many games does Dansby Swanson miss? How many games does Austin Riley miss?
Come on.
How many games does Ozzie Albies miss?
Dansby doesn't do what Acuña does.
Yeah, I mean, Dansby's busy bird-dogging chicks and, you know.
You heard Grant earlier. Dansby's probably the best defensive player in baseball right now.
Wow.
So he does things. He makes plays. He puts his body on the line.
Okay, you know what? Let's see how we do in this series this weekend. Monday, I want to revisit this because he better be in the lineup tomorrow
I'm going to be in here Monday with my Ronald Acuña Jr. T-shirt jersey, which I have because I'm a big fan, but I want to make sure he's there in October because we're going to have another run, and I want him a part of it.
I don't know. I'm like juror number one. I don't know what to decide on this. I am undecided. This is a hung jury over here right now, a jury of one.
Great. Tell that to OJ. It is Dukes and Bell. Here's the deal, guys. We have talked to three of our rookies today. Troy Anderson, pretty interesting guy.
Yeah.
Justin Schaefer, great interview. Kid's excited to be here. He's a dog. But we also wanted you to give us get a little sample of D'Angelo Malone because we spoke with him earlier in the show.
Schaefer's cousin,
and this is a young man out of Western Kentucky, guys. A defensive player twice in his conference of the year. He's going to come in and try to wreak havoc. Here's what he said to us on the WaitForIt.com hotline. We want to say what's going on to D'Angelo Malone. He is a local kid. Mike went right to high school right here in the ATL. obviously
he's a Cedar Grove Saint.
He is, man. We got a couple of those guys on this squad, and had a great college career. D'Angelo, man, welcome to the ATL. I know you guys are working out, getting things done up there at Flowery Branch. How are you, man? How are things?
Everything going great. First off, I want to say thanks for having me. But, yeah, today was a great day. A lot of productive things happened today.
I mean, as a kid who grew up, we just mentioned Cedar Grove, and your cousin got drafted as well, Schaefer. It's almost like a Cinderella story, D. How excited are you to be playing for the Falcons?
I'm very excited. You know, as a kid, you know, I dreamed about playing for the Falcons, you know, hometown heroes. No hometown kid, so just being in this predicament, I'm very excited.
D'Angelo, coach talked to us the other day about your physicality. Where did that come from? Where did you develop that? Have you always had that physicality about you? He talked about what you guys did at the Senior Bowl and how you were pretty dominant there, and it really caught their eye.
Right. So, you know, as a kid, you know, I always been undersized, so I felt like, you know, just developing, like, the physicality, you know, just playing up to my competition. And I knew, you know, the competition I was up against, and I always knew I had to play very physical, and yeah, that's basically it.
I know that they've said I laughed to you when they said they want to put some size on D'Angelo Malone. Carl and I can help you, by the way. If you need to put some weight on, we can
eat.
Help you.
We eat.
If you can take him out to dinner, we can get you 10 pounds like nothing, bro, if you need it.
Let's go.
We're talking steaks. We're talking dessert. We're talking the whole shebang. But, man, yeah, I was watching the highlights because don't laugh. Carl makes fun of this. I mock draft all the time. I drafted you, man, because I saw the video coming out of Western Kentucky. I mean, what would you say is your best thing, the speed element? What makes you so special?
I'll probably say my speed element and also physicality.
Two-time CUSA Defensive Player of the Year. We're talking to D'Angelo Malone here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons rookie minicamp going on. So you said there's some great things happened today. Installs, talk to us about what coach talked to you guys about being rookies coming into the league. Was it like, line up, rooks? What did he say?
Yeah, so basically, you know, he just had high expectations. You know, you just got a vibe by the standards. And, you know, I'm very excited to be a part of a great organization. And we have great things ahead of us.
So you're playing for Coach Dean Pease, who's been coaching football since 1979. What are your first impressions of the guy? Because he seems like a real trip.
Yeah, he has great personality. You know, I love him. Can't wait to, you know, play for him. And it's going to be great.
What do you say to folks who say you played at Western Kentucky and maybe the competition wasn't Power 5 level? You put up great numbers. Did you have that question asked to you at the combine or maybe during your workouts where somebody said the level of competition wasn't what some people say, you know, it comparable to Power 5? Did that matter? Does it matter?
It doesn't matter at all. You know, what matters is, you know, the stats and what you do for that, that program. And I feel like, you know, every time, you know, the opportunity was presented in front of me, you know, I took advantage of it. It's no matter what you do, you know, just make sure you get 100% effort and you give it your all.
So how cool is it at Cedar Grove? You got so many guys going to the NFL. I mean, is it just – what are they doing? What are you guys doing over there at Cedar Grove, man? Just great coaching, weight training, the whole thing?
Man, honestly, man, just having great coaching. And I feel like Jimmy Smith, he did a great job, you know, with putting us in position where it allows us to succeed.
Yeah,
you know, down south, that's where the dogs at, man. Cedar Grove.
Look at you repping. You already repping for Cedar. I see you.
That's right.
57 and a half.
Nation.
Yeah, exactly. 57 and a half tackles for loss, man, over the last 4 years for the guy that we're talking to. So we need pass rush. We need guys like you to rip quarterbacks' heads off, and I say that loosely. We don't want to – all right, maybe we do want to hurt people, but we need guys to get there. So have you worked on specific pass rush moves? Do you have a signature move for fans who haven't seen you coming off the edge?
Most definitely. I probably would say, you know, my speed, it plays a big part, you know, in my finesse game. That's what I call it. But, you know, I just want to use that as a surprise, you know, surprise the fans and just watch me work.
So, obviously, when you played in high school with your first cousin, and that's so cool. By the way, that's just an amazing story in and of itself. So, needless to say, you have gone against Justin Schaefer in practice, right?
Yes, sir, plenty of times. I would say, you know, the competition level, it was great. You know, every day at practice, he pushed me, I pushed him. We just motivated each other.
I know you were mad at him, though, sometimes, because he held you, didn't he? Don't lie.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. Like, dude, my cousin, like, he is a big guy. You know, he's like 3'15". So, you know how that goes sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I know those old linemen like to hold, man. That's what I know. I know that. They like to cheat.
It would be funny if you get a fight breaking out at camp, because there's always a fight at some point in the summer and it's you and your cousin going at it. So what are the odds of that happening?
I probably would say, you know, that's really not my intentions. I'm just coming here to work
and
just trying to make a name for myself.
Right,
do you have an edge, though? You made a lot of plays. You sound like a nice dude. We're introducing you to the ATL. There are a lot of Falcon fans listening right now going, this D'Angelo guy, man. Do you have an edge when you step on the field? Are you one guy off the field and another guy on it?
Almost definitely. I would say, you know, every time I touch foot on that field, you know, I turn into a monster. You know, it's a different side of me. And I always play with a chip on my shoulder.
I turn into a monster.
I know that it's easy to say and hear the young guys, but because they still have that college enthusiasm until they become grizzled veterans in the NFL. But it's just so interesting to hear these guys as their careers are starting. And we don't know where they're going to go, but it would be one amazing story if two guys become starters as cousins in the NFL and play the same high school together.
Yeah, it really is. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. All right, Mike, we got to get to tonight's game winner.
All right. I mean, I saw some really clever stuff from NFL teams with their, you know, their promotions and marketing people that did those schedule launches on Twitter last night. I loved ours. I thought ours was really cute, very funny. If you notice, guys, once you saw the schedule at the end, as a little red ball went down the track, there is an old school Falcons logo on the new helmet. So it's a red helmet wearing the black Falcon, the logo I love that Barkowski wore, that Dion wore before they changed it over. So I want to go with the red lid with the black bird, black jersey, Carl, from 98 with the silver britches with the red and black stripes. I've always thought that was a cool combo. That would be my ideal Falcon uniform. In the words of Larry Munson, you could say black helmet, silver britches, white jersey. What would your ideal Falcon jersey look like if you want to go retro? How about that?
I love it.
I got to be honest. I mean, Nike, I think they left me wanting with these new uniforms that came out last
year. Well, listen, the new unis came out, and then we didn't do anything in the new unis.
Yeah.
But I will say, I'm always black on black. Bet on black.
Thank you, Wesley Snipes, passenger 57. 404.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
741-0929. Let's create a Falcons ensemble.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, we got a little tease, Carl. As an Easter egg, as the kids call it, whether it's in a movie or in this case on the launch of the schedule video that the Falcons put out. At the very end, you can see the old school logo on a red helmet on a modern present day helmet. I'd love to see that with a black jersey and silver pants. So either create your perfect retro uniform, or maybe it's a retro uniform. We were just talking with Bo during the break. Down in Miami, Carl, every Dolphins fan I ran into at the Formula One race says, when are they ever going to bring back the original logo, which everyone loves?
Yeah.
Nobody likes the whatever that is.
No, it's, you know, I think everything that's new or everything that's old is new again, Mike. Right. And, you know, they bring all this stuff back and we call it retro. And the retro, there was nothing ever wrong with it. They just wanted to change it to get more money out of the new marketing and get, you know, people to buy these new logos and jerseys. I mean, we talked about the Rams are on right now. They're replaying the Super Bowl, by the way, on NFL Network. Right. And Mike and I were talking about how, you know, Cincinnati controlled this game, and then the Rams started making plays late.
Right.
But I love the old Rams uniforms.
Me
these
too.
These are the ones that, you know, you. Right. What was the movie? Heaven Can't Wait, right?
Yes, with Warren Beatty.
These are the ones that you went, I like those. You don't have to be a Rams fan. They're great uniforms, and they're uniforms that just suck.
Yeah, and the Bengals just tightened up their stuff. We're watching a replay of the Super Bowl on NFL Network. So there you go. Chris, what's your favorite retro? The Jets, during the 75th anniversary season of 94, when Parcells was there, the Jets fans wanted that old Joe Namath helmet back. And they've done that for, what, 20 years? And they brought the old helmet, the Richard Todd era helmet back.
I miss the, I guess you want to call it, seafoam green tops with the white pants and the green helmet with the jet, making the J and the ETS on the side of the helmet. Listen, you want to talk about ugly uniforms?
Oh, yeah.
Look at those black uniforms the Jets roll out there. It's worse than how they play on the field.
I mean, Squidbilly, what do you got? Because you're a Falcon fan. Well, I mean, am I off base here on this? I love the 98 unis, but I want red lids.
Yeah, I do love those 98 unis. So for the Falcons, I absolutely love the silver britches. But to me, the Dave Archer, the Barkowski, those early mid-80s with the red helmets and the silver britches with the red stripe going up. And the other thing is give me three. Give me that in red, that jersey. Give me that in red, that in black like Mike's talking about, which is essentially the same one.
Right.
And then obviously the white.
On a road.
Yeah. Yeah. The white with the silver britches with the red helmet, it looks so good.
Guy said to me, those were some bad years of Falcon football. I said, well, we're four losing seasons in a row in a black helmet, so I'm down for a change.
Well, man. And here's the thing, too. I agree. I think sometimes you go back to something that people go, oh, we weren't good then. Well, we might be good now.
Right. So there you go. We've laid out for you 404-741-0929. Who's our first customer? Hey, Chris, how would you do the uniforms, man? What you got?
We need a Glendale Appreciation Day where they all wear long duster jackets over their uniforms.
Glanville appreciation.
Jerry, man, the stuff that I've heard from a buddy of mine, Steve West, who did radio here, and the stuff, Carl, like the California trip. Remember we had Jerry Glanville on talking about it and, of course, leaving the tickets for Elvis and all that? It's fun when you're winning. It's fun when you're winning. Who's next, Chris? Sweet. Create an ensemble. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I'm a little confused. Are you asking just about Falcons uniforms, but you mentioned the Rams?
I'll let you expand since you're from L.A. originally.
I like the old L.A. Rams uniforms where they had the
blue and white
top with gold and the original Ram helmets. I love those. But for the Falcons, I would love to see all if it's a home uniform, all black. Red helmet and the original logo in a circle in the helmet.
Interesting.
That is interesting.
Kind of like the
they brought those Rams uniforms back.
Yeah. Yes, that's what we were saying. They went to the new ones and they were like, eh. And then they brought the old ones back and I was like, oh, those are the ones that I remember. Right. And by the way, Mike, I think this also has to do with your wheelhouse. Whenever you fell in love with the NFL
that
and your team,
bingo.
That is the uniform that you more likely want to bring back.
Right. I just saw on that 70s Sports, which is a fantastic follow on Twitter, those old three-stripe baseball hats that AJR used to do, which we all had.
That's
back
right.
In those were the lids you had to have in the NFL. By the way, the fearsome foursome, you know, Rosie Greer, Merlin Olsen, those were like the blue and white. It was a white stripe, white helmet around the Rams. Hey, man, who's up next, Chris? Hey, T, Travis, you're in the game, man. It's brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. What you got?
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Look, first of all,
I can't stand the current jersey. We should have got rid of the red ones, in my opinion. I like the red ones. But I would like to go back to the old red helmet with the Georgia Tech stripe, with the old bird logo, and then give me some of that 91 black on black.
Yes.
There you go.
That's the one for me. That's the one.
Prime time.
Yeah. I that's the one I fell in love with. You know, speaking of the reason why you're watching the Falcons, the excitement that that uniform brought when Prime was here. I'm with you, man.
Yeah, I love the red helmets. What he just said, that's what I want. Hey, man, we're talking about kind of the uniforms, only because the Falcons have a little tease of a red lid. And now the old rule, Carl, that they had, you can only do the one shell. You can only do your retro uniform like one weekend. You have a chance to basically do almost whatever you want right now.
Right. That's true.
Which is cool. I think fans want to see it. Who's next, Chris? Ed. Hey, Ed, you're in the game, man. What do you got? Hey, man.
Hey, Ed.
Ed decided he wanted to do his Marcel Marceau impression.
I do get a kick when guys, now, we've had people say to us when they come up at like Twin Peaks or we were doing the show at Hooters and guys go, I was on a few weeks ago and I choked. I mean, it happens. It happens. You know, we've all been there. Who's up next, man? Chris, hey, man, you're in the game. Brought to you by Ingles. What do you got?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You know what? I'm going to go bold. You remember how the Hawks kind of changed the way the Hawk looks? You know, and they had it went from that side profile to the bird with the ball?
Yeah.
Maybe change the Falcon, man. You know, the Lions kind of reconfigured the Lion. The Dolphins, Mike, you know, kind of did the Dolphin a little bit different. So maybe change the Falcon up. See if that brings us some good luck.
Have a great weekend. Thanks, man. You too. It had a bigger Falcon that came out last year on that helmet, Carl. It's a bigger bird.
I know. It is. And that was the thing. People like the small bird, the bigger bird. What do you like? You like the bird to take the whole helmet up?
I prefer the 98 bird.
Okay.
Yeah, it's my first year. Okay. I thought, wow, I'm doing Sports Talk Radio for the first time, and we're going to the Super Bowl. It's going to be like this every year.
No, it's true.
Or not. Hey, man, Chris. Hey, Stan the Man. You're in the game. Brought to you by Ingles. What you got, bro?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, man.
Hey, everybody, the Falcons fans, the old Falcons fans like me and Bo, we're all going to call in and talk about the white jersey, red helmet, and gray pants. Because they didn't none of us see the red jerseys because them games was blacked out every week.
That's right, because in the old days, if Fulton County wasn't sold out, you couldn't watch it. It's a great point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that's like a distant memory, isn't it, the blackout rules?
Well, yeah, because you can't even imagine your team not being on. But also the regional rules. They changed all that with the regional rules and who could be on. Because remember, like, there was a time, like, if the Cowboys were on, the Cowboys were on everywhere.
Right.
It didn't matter what your local market had.
Hey,
so,
don't forget, there was a lot of games at the Georgia Dome that were blacked out
That's true.
We got spoiled recently. We've had a good era, so let's get back to it.
All right, last one. Who we got on, Chris? Michael, you got the final word on the Ingles game winner. What you got?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey, so for me, it was just like you guys, I like the old 1990s black-on-black jerseys. But for me, the one that was really, really got me into the game and what really kept me watching was that 2004 Michael Vick jersey, man. That black-on-black that Vick used to wear with that black visor. I really fell in love with that jersey, man.
We had the black pants. They used to rarely they wear the black pants with the black jersey with the red and white on the shoulder. It was tight. I agree.
Great job, guys. Fun stuff. Hey, let's keep our fingers crossed. Maybe we get a chance to see the red helmet. Maybe this wasn't just a tease. Hey, let's get out of here and clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show. So it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Thanks to all of our guests today. Troy Andersen, D'Angelo Malone, Justin Schaefer. Hey, those are three of the rookies we drafted. We are going to have more come Monday. Make sure you're here starting at 2. Tonight, Mike, what happens? Celtics, Bucks, Grizzlies, Warriors.
I've given up trying to figure out what's going on with the Golden State Warriors. So maybe I'm just going to go with the Grizz. I don't know, man. The Warriors look like zombies, and I think Giannis and the Bucks have got the juice now in the mojo.
3-2, both of those series. Bucks at home, they could obviously finish it off, and the Warriors at home as well tonight. Hey, thanks to Steve Kuhn and Grant McCauley as well. We'll see what the Braves do this weekend. We'll be talking about it with you on Monday. Coming up our man, John Chuckery. He's coming up from 7 to 11, so make sure you stay right here. Hey, Chris, turtle behind the glass. Great job, as always. Bo Morgan, executive producing. Mike Bell, let's get out of here on a Friday, man. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, good vibes from the rookies out there. We saw some good stuff from Desmond Ridder throwing to Drake London. That looked pretty good. Again, it's just, you know, guys throwing football, but I'll take it. Meanwhile, the quarterback, some folks wanted Malik Willis taking the high road up in Music City.
What do you mean?
He was asked about the comments of Ryan Tannehill when Ryan Tannehill said, I am not mentoring him. Screw him. He didn't say that last part. Willis first joked, what quote, when asked about it by the media. He said he spoke with Ryan Tannehill, quote, we chopped it up. It was never anything negative. He also said that Ryan's a good dude. Everything's cool, man. That's a nice way to deflate a situation that could have been funky. Nice job, Malik.
You know what? Smart kid. And more importantly, Ryan Tannehill, good job, because that could have gone bad from the start, and then that becomes a story instead of all the things you should be worried about. Mm. Hey, I only have one thing to say to you. Don't you ever tell me about James Harden ever again. I don't want to hear how he's one of the best ever to play the game. The best ever. Don't do what he did last night, whether it's effort or scoring. Guys have bad games, but that's indescribable.
Disappearing act.
Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you're driving Aunt Matilda back from Naples tomorrow night, Carl, with the cats in a Subaru.
The ball, you know, just didn't get back to me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.